They chose sides. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what Russia claims about the civilians who finally were able to get out of a hideout in the nearly destroyed city of Mariupol in Ukraine. Russia's claiming 57 of the women and children chose to stay in areas Moscow controls. 69 went to Ukrainian-controlled areas.
The first of many desperate civilians cut off from food, water, and medicine are starting to finally get out. President Zelensky says the humanitarian corridors set up by the UN and Red Cross are finally working, but there's much more work to be done. There are some 2,000 soldiers and 1,000 civilians believed to be stuck in that plant.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Kyiv, where the U.S. says it hopes to reopen the American embassy in Ukraine by the end of the month if conditions allow. This just came out of a meeting of European Union energy ministers.
After 2 months of work, I can say Germany is not against an oil ban on Russia. Of course, it is a heavy load to bear, but we are ready to do that.
Robert Habeck is a Germany economic and climate minister. Russia just cut natural gas supplies to Bulgaria and Poland for refusing to pay in rubles. The biggest wildfire in America keeps burning east of Santa Fe, where people are urged to be ready to evacuate. Not everyone wants to leave. This man's in Las Vegas, not the famous one, a small city in New Mexico.
This is my home. I got to protect it, you know. I wet down my property. The hose.
Nearly 300 homes and structures have burned already. The fire is only about a third contained. It's charred of 162 square miles in New Mexico. Tears at the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville. The Judds were inducted last night after singer Naomi's death the day before. Her daughter and duo partner Winona said,
I'm going to make this fast because my heart's broken. And I feel so blessed. And it's a very strange dynamic to be this broken and this blessed.
Winona and Naomi Judd had 14 number one hits. Ray Charles was also inducted into the Country Hall of Fame. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Stocks are up a bit to start a new month on top of April's big losses when the Dow dropped almost 5%. The Nasdaq plunged 13% last month. Fox's Lillian Wu watching the markets and more live here in New York.
Yeah, Dave. Well, stocks are trying to recover from last month's beating with the Dow and S&P's worst in 2 years. And it was worse since 2008 for the Nasdaq, which is up 75 points right now. Dow is up about 36 and S&P adding about 8. Continuing its slide, Amazon shares on its dismal revenue outlook. Video game maker Activision Blizzard jumping after Warren Buffett revealed his company increased its stake. Investors also keeping an eye on many consumer-focused companies set to post earnings this week, including Uber, Airbnb, and Starbucks. Dave?
Well, the price of oil's down more than $3. It's back to about $100 a barrel. While gas rises again, regulars up 7 cents the past week. AAA's national average now $4.19 per gallon. And while that is 14 cents less than March's record, diesel hit a new all-time high this morning, $5.32 a gallon. A year ago, it was $3.08.
This has probably been the most volatile time for fuel prices in the 30 years that I've been here.
Scott Kane, president of West Hills Oil, high diesel prices mean hundreds of dollars more per fill-up. And prices that are passed along to us amid consumer costs for food and products that are already at a four-decade high. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A dramatic start to the second round in the NBA playoffs. The Warriors, Grizzlies came down to the last second.
Payne to Clark, Clark to Morant, Morant on the drive, scoop layup, no good, it's over. Golden State holds on.
on and wins game one.
They beat Memphis 117-116 on ABC. The Milwaukee Bucks also won their series opener in Boston, beating the Celtics 101-89. The quest for hockey's Stanley Cup starts tonight with four NHL playoff games. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.